Hello and welcome to another Don't Split the Party podcast. Today it's just me, and I hope you don't mind. The kids are off doing kid things, and I'm by myself. What I want to talk about today is, once again, weapons. One thing that I want to point out beforehand, though, is I am a bit of a weapons purist in some ways. The president of ARMA, which is about recreating Renaissance martial arts, lives not too far from me. I know him personally. My sons train with him. We know the difference between an arming sword and a great sword, a rapier, etc. And in real life, when I'm talking about real weapons, I do tend to be a stickler for accuracy. That being said, I never have had, and I don't think I ever will have, an issue with weapons in first edition being a little unusual. Short sword, long sword, bastard sword. Yes, I get it. These didn't exist in the real world the way they're described, but it's not the real world. Let's think about this for a minute. A two-handed sword, the primary weapon in real life of human fighters, according to the rules, is too big for most elves to ever use. The long sword is probably their primary weapon, with the short sword being a backup weapon. This makes perfectly good sense because, of course, they have bonuses to hit with both of them. I would argue that the longsword and shortswords are the racial weapons of these smaller-than-humans elves. And the longsword becomes popular with humans because there's so many of them. As a little aside, when you look at it, the broadsword is marginally a better weapon than the longsword for humans, unless you're fighting large creatures. Perhaps the broadsword is just the human arming sword, which you're using with a shield. The longsword is, again, a heavier rapier or the elven's primary weapon. Same goes for the other weapons there. Maybe the short sword is really the primary weapon of halflings. The biggest sword they can use is an arming sword, etc. So when you think about these, in my campaigns, I've come up with excuses for why these weapons exist. I shouldn't say excuses, just in-game explanations. The longsword is preferred by the elves because of its size and its speed. It's the best they can do for a heavy weapon. The humans tend to use broadswords, not longswords. Pole arms are much more widely used by everyone but the smallest folk. Dwarves themselves tend to actually use bastard swords as their primary two-handed weapon right after the heavy battle axes or the bardiche. So when you're looking at the D&D weapons, think about the fact that Gary himself, when he was writing this stuff, knew a fair bit about weapons, and he tossed these in there. Why would he do so? I think that he was putting them in for fun, which is what we should all focus on doing. Well, this is going to be another very short one here. Don't split the party. We are putting up a little thing for feedback on the page, so I look forward to talking to you then. Goodbye.